Vermonters who don't have little kids at home might be surprised to find out just how difficult it is to find childcare in the state. The shortage is so severe that House lawmakers want to pour about $10 million into the childcare system to boost subsidies for parents and increase rates for providers. As is often the case in Montpelier, though, other government programs are competing for those same dollars. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it is unclear whether the Senate will go along with the House's plan.
Nina Lemieux's three kids have piled themselves into a tangled mess of skinny arms and legs. They're roughhousing, for sure, but 9-year-old Billy and 7-year-old Boston are careful to keep a soft hand with their baby sister, Brightlyn. One of the challenges with kids, even well-behaved ones like these, is you have to find a place to put them when you go to work. And back in 2017, the Barry City daycare where Nina Lemieux sent hers closed its doors almost without notice. Lemieux, a single mom who at that point had a full-time job at the Department of Labor, suddenly had a problem on her hands.
The amount of calls I made to the same daycares probably borderlined on harassment. It was like every 2 days I was calling, like, anything suddenly open up.
Nothing did, and with no place to put her youngest, Lemieux resigned to avoid having a termination on her record due to absences. Lemieux, who's 29 now, burned through her savings in retirement, went on welfare and food stamps, and lost her apartment. And while she eventually did find another daycare placement, she hasn't come close to recovering. She's working a 30-hour-a-week temp job now, making $5 an hour less than she did in 2017, with zero benefits.
I worked my ass off to get to where I was, and to have everything just, literally everything, just fall apart because we lost daycare. I still don't believe it sometimes. I'm like, that can't be a real thing that happened. But it is.
Childcare advocates say Lemieux's story is not all that rare.
We have a childcare crisis here in Vermont.
That's Sarah Kenny, director of policy at an organization called Let's Grow Kids, which is trying to get elected officials to invest more money in the childcare system. There are about 36,000 children under the age of 6 in Vermont, and according to a report commissioned by the legislature, the parents of about 25,000 of those kids rely on some form of childcare to maintain stable employment. But the report found there are twice as many infants and toddlers in the state as there are childcare slots to take them. Childcare advocates have been shouting for increased public funding since that report came out, and this year, elected officials across the political spectrum are listening. In January, Republican Governor Phil Scott proposed about $7 million in new funding for childcare subsidies. Last month, the Vermont House of Representatives outdid him, unanimously passing legislation that would pour about $10 million into the system. It's a sizable bump to the approximately $130 million in state and federal funds going to childcare right now. Waterbury Representative Teresa Wood, one of the bill's backers, says the bill was driven by an economic imperative.
And so when you have families making a decision to, you know, not have one of the parents return to the workforce because it's too expensive to pay for childcare, that reduces our workforce substantially.
But as the legislative session nears adjournment, proponents of the increased funding are starting to feel some consternation. That's because Senate leaders, like Appropriations Chairwoman Jane Kitchell, have yet to say yes to the House's child care funding plan.
I think at this point in the process, I can't give you an affirmative answer on that.
Kitchell doesn't argue that the child care system doesn't need more funding. Of course it does, she says. But so do dozens of other worthy government programs. Like ReachUp, for example, the welfare program that Nina Lemieux relied on when she lost her state job.
We're paying a family of three about $640 a month. It has not been raised in years.
Kitchell says elected officials have talked a big game about ending childhood poverty over the years.
And yet at the same time, we have, as a result of our funding decisions, thousands of children who live in abject poverty. So those are very troubling discussions.
All told, Kitchell's committee has about $200 million worth of funding requests before them right now for pretty much every strand in the social safety net. And Nina Lemieux, she gets it.
I mean, I don't disagree. Having been on ReachUp, I know that families don't get enough.
But Lemieux says if she'd had childcare, then she wouldn't have needed public assistance in the first place.
When you build anything, you have to start at the foundation. You can't build the roof of a house first.
And when childcare crumbles away, Lemieux says, everything you built on top of it falls down too. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.